able to reflect on 41 years of the Lord's goodness and blessings. I'm just going to encourage you to take time this week, even as we look forward to our anniversary next Sunday, to reflect on the Lord's goodness, His blessings, all that God has done for us. And if you have not signed up for the anniversary lunch, please do so. And if you'd like to invite your friends and family, we'd like to encourage you to bring them. We can look forward to a wonderful time of celebration and really thanking God for all His goodness and blessings. Now, I got some exciting things to tell you, but I'll just hold on for a while. And it's not just about this coming anniversary. What I'm thinking about, and we've been talking to Pastor, really has to do with the 42nd year. Up to now, very much it is about the next generation. We've been looking at 40 plus 1, okay, for Wesley's sake. The plus 1 is really why can't we say 41? Really, the reason is because we are not only just thinking about the first 40 years, we're also thinking about the next 40 years. So plus 1 is the first year of the next 40 years. Okay, so actually we have already passed that 1 year. We have, it's really 40 plus 1. The 40 plus 2 year really has to do, sounds funny, but it really has to do with all of you. Okay, with that, I will just hold on for a while. And I got really, really exciting things to tell you. How all of us can look forward to a really exciting year ahead. Okay? And we want to be able to understand that. And one of the things that we really need to appreciate is the retreat that is going to come up. The focus really has to do with oneness. And it's going to be a very special retreat. This will be our 20th retreat that we have had over the last 10 years. And there are a number of things that we want to do commencing with the retreat and looking ahead to the next year. Okay, but it's very important for us not only just to serve, to minister, but it's how we do things, which is very important. We want to be able to cultivate this real sense of oneness in being able to work together. And I'd like to use the example of Paul and Timothy. So we come to a point where Paul has written very much about, okay, anyway, the text is not to Timothy, okay, it's Philippians 2. He has talked about how he has felt concerning the Philippian church and what he has encouraged them, how he has prayed for them, concerning their faith, concerning how God has worked in their lives, and of course, really helping them to appreciate who the Lord Jesus is, that we should have the mindset of Christ, and so on. And the last time we were looking at this whole idea of how the Lord truly, as what Hong Shen mentioned, that we are in a world that is crooked and we need to be a light to this world. Okay? And we were looking at how he sought to labor and so on and so forth. Now, today we want to look at Paul commending Timothy. And sometimes you ask yourself, why is it important to commend somebody? Commendations are important. It's not so much that he is, sometimes people like to use the word, favoritism and things like that. And I don't think so, because when you commend somebody, it is appropriate. It is something that acknowledges the efforts, the kind of faith that Timothy had. But more than that, he is used as an example. And that's what commendations are useful. Because sometimes when we look at the Lord Jesus, he is our example. And then we have Paul, who is also very much a trailblazer. And sometimes we see how great and so awesome they are. It's very hard for us to identify beyond a certain level. And sometimes we need somebody, someone like Timothy, to identify with. When I first went out, in terms of service, as a young pastor and so on, Timothy is that exact and continues to be. Because I identify so much with Timothy. And he set out as an example for us to appreciate how he sought to relate to Paul and serve with him. And there are a number of lessons that we want to learn so much more as we seek to enter into a year that is going to be a significant year for us, especially as a young adults group. Okay? Now, what are some of the things that Paul highlighted concerning Timothy and commended him? Okay? Let's look at Philippians chapter 2. All right? And let's just read for a while in verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. Okay? For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. Now that is outstanding. One, he was someone that was like-minded. And it's not easy to find someone who is like-minded. Okay? That you have the same mindset, you have... You know, it is... the kind of mindset that Paul had is such a high level of understanding in terms of ministry, in terms of service, in terms of work, his work ethic, the way in which he sought to fulfill the purpose of the Lord in his life. Christ was his example, and we all know that Christ, his mindset is so significant. He was a bond servant. He came down to fulfill all. He was obedient to the point of the cross, and so on and so forth. And Paul had that same mindset. You know, he couldn't find, beyond a certain level, someone who had that same like-mindedness as Paul. And Timothy was such a person. Like-mindedness is important. If we want to talk about oneness, the focus of our retreat is about oneness. We all need to be like-minded. We all need to think the same way. We all need to be able to have that kind of mindset that Christ had. So he is that objective perspective that we all need to follow and to understand and to be applying into our lives, and together like-mindedness will be there. We all are at different levels of our faith, but if we really want to be able to serve the Lord together even more, then we all need to have like-mindedness. We all need to have that kind of heart. Look at Timothy. His heart was one that, you know, was truly revealed in this commendation. He was someone who sincerely cared. You know, the word sincere really means genuine. It's not just putting up a show. It's not just, you know, putting out front. It's one that is truly genuine. It's sincere. It is from the heart. It is something that truly comes from within. You know, sometimes when people show concern, you know that beyond a certain level is just, you know, something that the person does. But for someone to sincerely care for another, wow, that is something else. I bought a book from a bookstore, a Christian bookstore, Kurong, over in Perth. And it was about Joni Erickson and her husband, Ken Tada. And it was a bit of an update concerning their lives together. You know, Joni Erickson and Ken has been married for 30 years. Okay, we all know about Joni Erickson. She's a quadriplegic. And, she had a diving accident. And from then onwards, she's been paralyzed. She only can use her face and very minimal usage of, you know, I think one of her hands. But everything else she does is using her mouth and so on and so forth. And along the way, she met this guy, Ken. And this man, to me, he has such a sacrificial love for Joni Erickson. You know, for 30 years, he looked after her. Even when she had to go through cancer, she had cancer, actually, along the way. And he looked after her, in more ways than one. Every single thing, physically, she cannot help herself. He will be the one that looks after her. And of course, physically, she cannot do very much for him. But he has such a heart. He has such a heart. You know what he will do? In America, you have all these the soldiers, and they will be. So in McDonald's, you see one of the soldiers there buying something. He will go up there and say, you know, it's on me. Go ahead and order whatever you want. In India, now, of course, his life centers around Joni Erickson. Joni Erickson is a public speaker. She will go to different countries and so on. And there was once when they went over to India, and it was raining, it was pouring, they were in a car, and, you know, people were crossing across the road, and there was this young girl trying to push her wheelchair across the road, and she got stuck. Without hesitation, you know, he just got out of the car, and he went into the rain, and, you know, all the other Indian friends were trying to, you know, trying to follow him, and he went there and pushed that wheelchair across the road in the rain without hesitation. You know, that is the kind of heart that Ken has. And it has lasted for 30 years. See, that's what I like. It is not just for the moment. You really care for someone, for people, it will be there 30 years later. For Timothy, he sincerely cared for the people. And for Paul, you know, there was something that was outstanding about Timothy. And there's something for us to think about. What we are seeking to do is not about just oneness. It's not just about being like-minded. It is about caring for people. What we want to do together as a young adults group is about caring for people. It's about ministering for people. It's about showing that we are a group that cares for people. And that's something that we have sought to do already. I thank God for your commitment in ministering to our brethren over in Myanmar. And just this week, Pastor wrote to me and said that he's going over to Myanmar in 2 weeks' time. After anniversary, he's going over to Myanmar. And he was telling me, okay, you know what, this time round, the funds that we are giving will go towards the repainting of the kindergarten. Will go towards, you know, helping in some repairs and so on. And I say, yes, Pastor, go ahead. Use the money for that. The orphanage, sorry. Did I say orphanage? Did I say kindergarten? Oh, I say kindergarten. Okay. I'm excited about tomorrow. Tomorrow is our 10th anniversary for our kindergarten. But really, to be able to say, let's go and help the children there and the people there, and let's, you know, minister to them. Let's sincerely care for them. And to me, that's what we want to do. So, as we look at an example of Timothy, these are things that we want to think about. And yet, Timothy stands in contrast to others. Okay? It says here, "For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own, and not the things which are of Christ Jesus." Not all will have the same like-mindedness. Not all will have the same kind of care. Not all would have the Lord Jesus in mind. The things of the Lord Jesus, the mindset of the Lord Jesus, because people tend to work with their own self, their own personal desires and inclinations. See, that's the struggle, you see. The struggle is between the Lord and you. Because we oftentimes, the challenge is this, the things of the Lord, the mind of the Lord, the things of the Lord. Do we mind the things of the Lord? Okay? And yet, we all have our own things. What is within our own heart? I was going to draw a heart, but that's about it. Okay? But what is within our heart? What is our desire? What is it that we want to do? See the struggle that will come from here to this. You know, there's something for us to think about. Will we seek not our own, but the things of the Lord? Now, let me share with you one of the things that we are going to do. As I said, at this coming retreat, we are going to do a number of things. Now, some of you have been asked to reflect on the retreats. We have 19 retreats. You can pick any one of the retreats, one or the other. I'm sure that the Lord has blessed your heart in more ways than one. And reflect on it. And we want to come out with a scrapbook. Okay? This scrapbook will be given to all who come, who will be coming at the retreat. And we want to be able to say, this is our way of celebration, commemorating the Lord's goodness upon us as a young adults group and as a church. And we want to be able to share what the Lord has done in our midst. And we are going to need help in doing that scrapbook, in preparing for that special program. This program is going to be very different. We are going to have a time of worship. So it will be a time where we will celebrate together. There will be those who will be chairing. There will be those who will be singing. You know, I'm hoping and looking forward to items being given, possibly. And yet, at the same time, we want to be able to come together and worship together in celebration. Isn't that exciting? You don't seem excited. You know, but it's really being to say, okay, you know what? That is what we are looking forward to. So if those of you have been asked, please, by this week, please send in your reflections. Okay? Now, I know that some of you will be wondering, hey, how come I wasn't asked and things like that? You'll be asked to do other things. Okay? I'm looking at different things that we can do, and we want to be able to say, let's minister. Let's learn what it means to serve together. Like-mindedness. And being able to care together. Now, one of the things that I really appreciate about Timothy is his character. Now, let's look at verse 22, and let me translate this for you. I was going to do it later, but let's try and understand this a little bit due to time. Okay? He has what we call a proven character. Now, character is something that is not about the here and the now. Character is about going through the challenges of life, and yet at the same time, the character is something that remains. It's not something that will only be for the moment. It is something that will last through the challenges, through the testings. Whether you are faithful, whether you are committed, whether you are reliable, whether you would serve the Lord with, you know, diligence and so on, shows character. And for Timothy, he had that character. Okay? The word character, or proven character, is a very interesting word. Okay? And that this idea of the word character dokimi. It's an interesting word. This word is used in different ways. Okay, turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Okay. And Romans chapter 5, we see how Paul wrote and used this word. Okay, Romans chapter 5, verse 4. Okay. And right, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character. Okay, so this is the same word, dokimi. And so we can see or we catch a flavor. Now, one of the things about translating Greek now, it's not just a direct translation that I'm learning, is to catch the flavor of Greek. If there's an ice cream called Greek, I will try and love it. But, you know, but the idea here is that you catch the flavor of what it's trying to bring across. And so when you talk about character, character is not something that, you know, is just an attribute of a person. It is. But it's more than that. It's a character that comes out of tribulation. You go through tribulation, you endure, okay, your hupomone, and there comes character. So it's not just about, oh, you know, I have this characteristic about my life. No. It's what you have been through. You have been through tribulation. You have been through testing. You have been through, and, you know, you have experienced perseverance in your life. And there comes character. And character hope. All right? Turn me to 1 Peter 1. Okay. And in verse 7, we read that the genuineness of your faith, guess what? The word genuineness is the same word. Here is dokimion, right? Basically, the idea here is that how genuine are you? What is your character like? How tested are you? Okay? Here, it describes the testing of our faith, the genuineness of our faith. Same word, okay? Very interesting that the word testing and the word genuineness is the same word. Okay? So, they are related. How do you know that something is truly genuine? It's when something is tested. When you are pushed through the fire, when you go on through those testings, then you know that your faith is real. Then you know that this person's character is proven. And it takes proven character to be able to say, this is how we want to be able to serve together. It takes faithfulness. It takes diligence. And we want to serve in this way. Okay, any questions concerning this? And not only that, Paul also, let's go back to Philippians 2. Paul also says concerning how he served with him. Philippians 2 verse 22, we read, but you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, He served with me in the gospel. Wow. That is such a wonderful commendation coming from Paul. Paul being a spiritual father to Timothy. And how he was able to understand where Paul was coming from, and he served as a true son. I mean, we heard this message from Pastor last Sunday, the previous Sunday, 2 Sundays ago, and how Timothy is a true son. And he served with him as a son with his father. He served with me in the gospel. Such a wonderful relationship there is there. So it's not just about serving together. Whenever we serve, it's never about just ministering. It's not just about the service alone. It's about relationship. It's about what it means for us to relate as pastors with you guys. You know, of course, as we all understand, many of us see Pastor Charlie as our spiritual father. I've known him for 40 years and more. And I continue to serve with him all these years. And I count him as, you know, as a father to me, and many of you do same in the same way. And that's how we should serve. It's about relating together. As pastors, it is our joy to be able to serve together with you. It's my joy to be able to relate with you guys. That's my joy. I mean, it's not just about getting you all to do things or whatever. It's about serving together. It's about relating. It's about having a meal together. It's about going out, you know, let's do things together. Let's relate. Let's talk about faith. Let's talk about the Lord's Word. Let's talk about Greek. You know, in Perth, that's all we talk about with Pastor. All the meals is all about Greek. I mean, it was wonderful. And it was interesting. You know, you can ask him all the questions about, you know, talk about interesting conversations. What do you all talk about? Greek, you know? And it was fun. It was interesting. So all the ladies, they all be shopping and so on. And Pastor Charlie, Pastor Mish and myself, we'll be sitting there at a cafe and we are talking Greek. And that's what we always do. Whenever we go on mission trip, it's about relating. It's our time relating with Pastor. We have a lot of time together because we travel together to and fro. The others will be doing other things. We'll be going to the church. We are there, of course, very, very focused. We are there to serve. We are there to minister. So we go to church. We take time to be with the others for meals and so on. But yet, it's about taking time to be with Pastor. And he was telling me some of the things that we want to do. And I count it a joy, a privilege. But more than that, we want to be able to understand the spirit in which Paul and Timothy related and served alongside each other, together, and sought to fulfill the work of God. Now, what was the occasion in which this was done? Okay. The reason why Paul raised this up to the Philippian church is that he needed to send Timothy to the Philippians. He needed to send someone to go there and to minister to the brethren. Who could he send? And Paul decided, you know what, I'm going to send Timothy. He is someone whom I can rely on, someone whom I can send because he has proven himself. He is someone who is like-minded. He is someone who serves with the same spirit that I have, and, you know, he's genuine in more ways than one. I am going to send him. My question to all of us, are we able to see ourselves being sent? Can you seek to do the Lord's work and be someone who is sent? That the Lord can send. The church can send. Now, I don't mean go on, you know, mission trip and things like that. I mean, If it is something that has been given to you as a responsibility, whether it is to teach the Lord's Word, whether it is to minister in a young adult's ministry, more ways than one, that you are dependable. And we want to be able to say we have come to a point where we can. And, you know, I've been waiting for a long while. I must tell you this. Sometimes I wonder what's happening in more ways than one. The reason is because, as a young adults group, I must say that besides the retreat, we're all pretty low-level flying, actually. There's not much that we are very much, I mean, except for sketches and things like that. You know, a bit here, a bit here, a bit here. Our commitment has not been significant in more ways than one. But this coming year, it is going to be significant. And the question is, can we rise up to the occasion? Okay? Let me tell you what are some of the things that we're going to do. The whole year is going to start with the retreat. Okay? So, the retreat, we are going to plan for it, of course. And it's going to be involved, it's going to involve the church. And it's about oneness. Okay? Part of it is that we're going to do this scrapbook. Okay? No E, right? Okay, scrapbook. Sorry, a bit scrappy. Okay, scrapbook. I don't do scrapbooks, so... But... another part has to do with the worship. Now, that is something that we are still thinking through. What is it that we want to do? And we can involve different people. And we want to be able to look at doing things differently. Not our usual retreat. I mean, we can just take a back seat and just say, okay, let's just have another retreat. But we want to do things differently this time around. Maybe we have welcomers along the way. You know, welcome the people to the retreat. Maybe we can have something to that, you know, we want to be able to say, let's do certain things that would make this whole retreat to enhance the oneness and to make it memorable. Because it's going to be a memorable time. Can you see this? Okay, so we will tell you a little bit more. Already set things in motion. Now, so the whole year will end with next year's anniversary. Okay, I don't know what some of the things will be, but next year's anniversary. So let's begin with the end in mind, okay? I don't know what number, but let's just put the number. Okay? Next year's anniversary, it is something that we will be very much a part of. So all the chairing for the worship service, well, like what they did this year, we will be doing it. Okay? So some of you will be asked to lead in worship at the morning worship. Okay? Not only that, we will also organize things for the anniversary. You see what the young people are doing? They have done a number of things. Whether it is the publicity. Now, of course, we need publicity for this also. So I need help with this. And so on and so forth. So part of it will be the publicity. Part of it will be, different gifts that we want to give also. And so on and so forth. So it will ultimately lead. So the whole year has been planned for you. It will come to a point where we will look at the anniversary. Okay? And we need help. We need involvement. We need everybody to want to say, okay, let's do our part. Okay? Now, what do you think? Do you think it's really exciting? Yes? No? You all don't seem very excited. Or you think that, anniversary, it's just another anniversary. No, it's not. It is going to be significant. And it's going to be, you know, a wonderful year for us as young adults. As I said, for the young adults, things have been pretty, I wouldn't say laid back, but, you know, it's like we are just going with the flow of things. But next year is going to be different. And we all need to work together. Now, Christmas caroling. We are going to organize this. Okay? Every part of the caroling. Of course, look, there will be help from others also, okay? But we will organize it. So decorations, the worship part, the whole caroling will be done by us. Don't worry about the message. That one pastor will take over. Okay? And this is just the beginning. And this is the end. I don't know what else is in between. But this is just a glimpse of what's the year going to be like. Now, of course, we have our next retreat too. Okay? And then there are other things that we will do along the way. Okay? So it's going to be an exciting year. And I hope that, you know, you are looking ahead and just say, okay, bye, see you, Pastor Mark. I'll see you next year. Then I'll say, look, you just show to me your, you know, look, must have character, you know. I will stand with you, Pastor Mark. We will be like-minded with you. We will care together as a, you know, as a group. And suddenly, Pastor asked me, hey, where's all your young adults, huh? Oh, this one go holiday, this one disappear, don't know go where, and things like that. Then, how are we going to serve together? Can you see this? And we want to be able to say, let's all do it. I mean, we all will have different roles. We cannot all be leading in worship. Right? There's only a certain amount of Sundays and so on. But can we support in other ways? The answer is yes. Can we do our part? Can we be part of, you know, even like whether it's the decorations, whether it is just being there to welcome people. Well, let's do things differently. Let's make it exciting. I mean, I am excited. I don't know about you, but I hope that you are. And that this year is going to be a significant year for us. And, you know, it's something for us to seriously think about. This is a time for us. How do you know that you're not, you know, born for such a time? I'm serious. Yeah. And then, it has been 10 years now. I've looked after the young adults ministry, of course, together with Pastor, for the last 11 years. 11 years. I've waited for such a time. And then when Pastor say, okay, it is your time. Ta-da! This is your destiny. Wow. Sorry? Hello, not destined to go holiday. No, it's destined to... that your destination is somewhere else. No, we want to be able to say, let's do things together. And we want to really understand this. What was Timothy like, seriously? And I like who Timothy is. Let's turn to Acts 16 just very quickly before we close. Okay? In Acts 16, we read verse 1, then he came to Derbe and Lystra. Behold, a certain disciple. What is it that we want to do? We want to be disciples. Okay? Despite the challenges of family, I mean, for Timothy, he had a Jewish mother and a Greek father. So you have a dysfunctional situation. Dysfunctional family situation. But yet, he was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. And Paul wanted to have him go on with him. And he took him okay, and circumcised him. And because of the Jews who were in the region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. You know, I like what Timothy was, and you know, he was a disciple. He was one who was well spoken of, good character. And not only that, he was willing to, you know, so Paul specially chose him and told him, okay, you know what, you need to be circumcised in order for you to really fulfill your ministry with the Jews even more. Because if you're not circumcised, then it will hamper your ministry. And you know what, Timothy was willing to go to the extent. The question is, to what extent will we go in terms of ministry? Seriously. What would you sacrifice? What would you give? You know, some of these things that we're going to do, I hope that as a young adults, we would support it. But we will also, you know, and we will support it both in service and financially. And it's going to cost us. Seriously. Will we be willing to say, let's learn what it means to give? Will we be willing to say, let's support this? Right? Instead of buying a handbag for $2,000, you know what, cut by half or even three quarter, only get a $500 bag. $1,005, give towards the Lord's work. Right? I mean, sacrifice. Okay, please, no need to buy a bag so expensive, lah. I mean, we're just saying only. But, you know, it's just learning what it means to serve. Right. You try, what do you think? Do you think this is exciting? We will need people to take photographs, you know, and really being able to say, okay, this is something that we want to do. True. Jolene, how do you feel about this? Exciting? Yeah, of course. And then, you know, worthwhile because we are serving the Lord. I mean, to me, that's the most important thing. Secondly, it is an opportunity for us to minister to others, that we will sincerely care for others. Let's do this for the brethren in church. Let's seek to do this for others, that they can be ministered and encouraged in their faith. So oneness will be a key aspect about this year that's going to come about. So as we serve together, please, you know, all these years of going out, ministering, you know, having meals together, going on outings together, it all comes to this, that we can really, seriously, you know, it's coming to a point where we can serve together and do things together and not having to, oh, I must fight with each other, you know, I wouldn't be peacemaker, you know, between my wife and Jane and things like that. And no, I'm just kidding, I know this will never happen, you know, and the point is that, you know, let's learn what it means to serve together. Suddenly I realized something, that this 10 years has been leading to this point in time. Think about it. Suddenly it blows my mind. Wow. Just to think of that. Don't you think so? Right. I mean, if the Lord, okay, through pastor will give us a vision of what we want to do for the next year. Isn't that special? That we'll come to this point and say that, okay, you know what? We're looking ahead. This is a 40 plus 2 year or 40 plus second year, however you want to say it. And this is the time for us to rise up and to serve the Lord. We're going to need all the help. You're right. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of things. Zara, what do you think? Exciting, right? Yeah. You know, let's not just get excited, okay? Let's say, okay, you know what? Count me in, Pastor Ma. I will do this. You just, you know what? Tanghua, how do you feel? Huh? You're joining the serve, right? I mean, if we need funds, we go to your bank, you know? You can go in bank and steal, no? you know, it's just learning on him. You say, okay, you know what, it's going to be so as we look forward to this year, see, we're already thinking about next year already. It's not about just the celebration. It is about the celebration. But we want to be able to say, let's, with that celebration, anticipate the year that is ahead. Okay, so next week, Sunday, come dress in your Sunday best. Okay, at the anniversary, we hope to take a group picture again. And, usually every anniversary we try and take a picture. It's to update. Okay? Some people get married and disappear, you know. No, not really. So we need to update along the way. And not only that, I think we have new people coming in, and it's always good to say, okay, you know what, you're included, and I think that's going to be wonderful. Okay? All right. Exciting year? Yes? Huh? Okay. Right? It will take our mind, it will take our heart, it will take our character, it will take everything in us to face this challenge and say, you know what, this is something that we want to do together and to serve together with the same spirit of heart. All right? Okay. Well, I'll tell you more as we go along. This is just a glimpse of what we want to do, but there's so much more that we can do. Okay? And let's be encouraged. But you know his proven character, that as a son he served with me in the gospel. Okay. So I hope that you will really prove yourself, especially this year, and that together we can serve with the same kind of spirit that Paul and Timothy had. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to pray and thank you for this time that we can study your word together. Thank you for the example of Timothy and how he was able to serve alongside Paul and the kind of person that he was, to have his proven character, to have his heart of care and love for others, to be able to serve with the spirit of a son with Paul. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to learn from the example of Timothy, and that even as we look forward to an exciting year ahead, we will seek to have that same kind of spirit, the same oneness of heart, that we will rise up to the challenge of doing all that we need to do in terms of ministering and caring for each other and for the church as a whole. We pray that you will encourage our hearts and bless us, even as we fellowship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, please help yourself with the fellowship tea. Right. I really like to hear from you, as to what I've just